in this bulletin. Perth enters hard lockdown after recording one locally acquired case of COVID-19. Thousands arrested during protests in Russia. And in cricket, Brisbane Heat beat Sydney Thunder to vie for a spot in the BBL final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sophia Petrovich. Residents of metropolitan Perth and two nearby regions are entering their first morning of a five-day hard lockdown. It comes after Western Australia recorded one new community case of COVID-19, a hotel quarantine worker who attended more than a dozen venues while infectious. The man in his 20s returned a positive test after working at the Sheraton Four Points quarantine facility in Perth CBD. Premier Mark McGowan says authorities suspect the man contracted the highly contagious UK variant of coronavirus.
Immediately, our teams moved into place to begin contact tracing and put in place emergency response systems. This is all underway, and I ask everyone to be cooperative and understanding of what is going to take place.
The Northern Territory, Queensland, the ACT and Victoria have declared metropolitan Perth and the Peel and South regions a hotspot in response. WA went almost 10 months without a case in the community. Meanwhile, all New South Wales residents can now enter Queensland after recording 2 weeks without any locally acquired cases of COVID-19. Border checkpoints will also be removed from today, meaning all travellers can now move freely between the states for the first time since Christmas. But as fragments of the virus are detected in the Sydney suburbs of Warriewood, Liverpool and Malabar, authorities are urging residents in those areas to be on high alert. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expected to use a speech to the National Press Club today to announce an additional $1.9 billion in funding to vaccinate Australians. The extra funding will take the total spend on the COVID-19 vaccine program to $6.3 billion and will go towards paying the workforce involved in the administration of doses through GPs, pharmacies and other approved centres. All Australians will be offered the opportunity to be vaccinated by October, with the government planning to have completed the program by the end of the year. Pharmacies across Australia can choose from today to sign up to inoculate people with the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine once available in late March. Expressions of interest will be issued to at least 5,800 community pharmacies, with a large uptake expected for the vaccine. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says participating in the rollout will be voluntary.
It will be up to them. It's voluntary whether they seek to participate. They'll be encouraged, and if they meet the standards, then they'll be included, which will give more options and better access to Australians.
Experts from the World Health Organization have visited Wuhan's seafood market where coronavirus was first detected. Access to the markets has been tightly controlled by China as the team arrived, with heavy security guarding the market. National Health Commission spokesman Mi Feng says the next steps for the WHO's research have been decided.
China and the WHO experts have reached a consensus on the next step work of tracing the origins of COVID-19. On the basis of following local anti-epidemic regulations, they will visit relevant places like epidemic control and research institutes and markets and vigorously carry out joint scientific research on the origin tracing of novel coronavirus.
The full itinerary of the two-week research trip hasn't been released. And in Russia, more than 4,500 people have been arrested during a second weekend of protests across the country, demanding the release of jailed opposition figure Alexei Navalny. Almost 1,500 of those were detained in Moscow alone, including Mr. Navalny's wife, Yulia Navalnaya, with crowds of demonstrators gathering outside the prison where the 44-year-old is being held. Mr. Navalny was arrested last month after returning to Germany, where he spent 5 months recovering from a nerve agent poisoning. He was arrested at Moscow Airport for allegedly violating his parole conditions by not reporting for meetings with law enforcement while he was recovering in Germany. To cricket now, and Brisbane Heat has beaten Sydney Thunder by 7 wickets to reach the BBL semi-finals. Sam Heaslett helped secure the Heat's victory with a career-best battling performance of 74 not out. Brisbane now faces the Scorchers at Manuka Oval for a spot in the final against the Sydney Sixers after the match was relocated to Canberra due to Perth's five-day lockdown. Heat captain Chris Lynn has told Fox Sports his team is glad they can play on the same pitch.
A few boys were jumping around the hotel when they found that out, but well, both teams play on bouncy tracks, so it's going to be different.
And to weather. Now a very hot and sunny day in Perth, 38 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 26. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 24, while Hobart remains partly cloudy, also 24. In Canberra, 29 degrees, possible storm with heavy falls, much the same in Sydney today, 27 degrees. In Brisbane, possible shower, 29 degrees. 29 degrees in Darwin. Similar conditions. I'm Sofia Petrovic. This is SBS News.